Well, yeah, I was asking you about an insect that's hops around, you know, out of your yard, some of them green, some black. You just call it a
grasshopper.
And these things, sometimes when you're cleaning out around your house, inside your house, dusting and everything, they tend to collect in the corners of your ceiling.
Like spider webs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that like the same thing that you would find outside? Maybe between bushes or something like that?
Not really, but I'd call them the same thing.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard them called cobwebs?
Yeah. Cobwebs, I think, would be inside, mm-hmm. probably.
The part of a tree that grows underground, you just call that the
roots.
Sure. What about a type of tree that probably didn't grow around here, but you heard about being tapped for syrup?
Maple tree.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you had a lot of those maple trees growing together, you'd say that you have a what of?
Maple orchard, I guess. I don't know.
What are some of the different kinds of trees that grow around here?
Pecan and pine and oak and cedar.
Mm-hmm.
And then different kind of fruit trees like peach and pear trees.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you see an apple tree or two, but not many.
What about the one that has a shiny green leaves?
Oh, magnolia. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Do you have sycamore?
I don't think so. I had never seen those.
Not are you familiar with the name?
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
You call it
a sycamore or mimosa sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard of a bush around here called either a sumac or shumake?
Uh-uh.
Not familiar with that. Okay. What about this stuff that if you get into it, it'll make your skin break out and itch?
Poison ivy or poison oak.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about some different kind of berries that grow around here?
There's blackberry and strawberry and blueberry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. I can't think of any more.
Any raspberries?
I hadn't seen any of those around here.
But you would call them?
Raspberry.
Say if somebody might warn you if you're picking berries, they might say something like, you better be careful about those, they might be
poison, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard of any kind of flower or plant called laurel or rhododendron?
Seems like I've heard something like a mountain laurel or
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's odd.
But not the other one?
Mm-mm.
All right, some words that have to do with family relationships. Say if a woman doesn't want to make up her mind about something, she might say, well, just let me ask my
husband.
Okay. And if the husband doesn't want to make up his mind, he might say, well, just let me ask my
why.
Any other words you've heard that a husband might use in talking about his wife? That's my. Instead of wife, you might say something else.
That's my woman, I guess, or something like that.
Old lady?
Yeah, they say that a lot.
You could say that. Yeah. That would be.
Old lady.
What about the woman man. In talking about?
Old man, or something like that.
And a woman who whose husband has died, she's a.
Widow.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a term for a woman whose husband hasn't died, but he's just left her? Say she's a.
Mm-mm.